It's now time to awaken your passion and purpose with Annette Daly. Each week, she'll take you through a process to be the best you by focusing your attention on passion and purpose. Make sure to visit Annette at her website, sosaiththequeen.com.
Hello, my name is Annette Daly, and I am a lifestyle designer with So Saith the Queen. I help women who were once uninspired, bored, and overwhelmed to now jump out of bed excited about what their day will bring. I do this by helping them clarify the top five things they are most passionate about. I was personally trained by the New York Times bestselling authors of The Passion Test, Chris and Janet Atwood. And I learned how to give women the tools they need to be immediately successful and for the rest of their lives. And if this sounds of interest to you, please go to my website, www.sosaiththequeen.com, and download my free ebook, 101 Ways to Be a Queen and Live a Royal Life. And this series of podcasts will be a tribute to the book, Queen of Your Own Life, The Grown-Up Woman's Guide to Claiming Happiness and Getting the Life You Deserve. Now let me ask you, what will you be queen of today? Let's take a moment to think about that. Today I think I will be the queen of mirrors. Now, in the first clue, we learned to banish some thought or action or characteristic that we did not want to carry over into our second half of our lives. And number 9 clue was keep. What will we keep from the first half of our lives that serves us well into the second half of our lives? And here is number 8 clue on how to be the queen of your own life. And it is claim your beauty and power in the mirror's reign of terror. I'm sure you've heard this. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Remember how outlandish the queen acted when Snow White looked into the magic mirror and the magic mirror told her she was not the fairest in the land. I think at one point in all of our lives we've looked in the mirror and said something like, you're fat, you're old, you're ugly, you're tired. You may even lean into the mirror for a closer look to validate what you said about yourself. Be honest and think, how many times do you do this in a week? That little voice in your head can be so mean and cruel. Well, today is the time to end the mirror's reign of terror. Now, imagine how it would feel the next time you look in the mirror and you see a great big smile. You feel grateful for that beautiful queen looking back at you. God created you just the way you are, and therefore you are special, you are unique, and you are most wonderful. There is no one on earth created exactly like you. So here are 2 exercises you can do to help you claim the queen within. And of course, you will feel very silly in the beginning, but it is so important to say it out loud and often every time you're in front of the mirror. After you've practiced for a little while, it's not so silly, I promise. It's more about being comforting and empowering. So number 1 exercise, in Kinney and Radcliffe book, Queen of Your Own Life, we're encouraged to repeat in the mirror, I am beautiful, courageous, valuable, and perfect just the way I am. So saith the Queen. Now I'll repeat that so that you can say it in the mirror when you're at home. I am beautiful, courageous, valuable, and perfect just the way I am. So saith the Queen. Now, believe it or not, I've shared this quote with many friends, and it has made a big difference. We giggled, felt silly, had to look away a couple of times before we finished it in the mirror, but eventually we did get it. The number two exercise is to do the Queen's Wave every chance you get. I love teaching the Queen's Wave to new little girls that I meet at chili cook-offs, and my older girlfriends also love it too. And I will have this on my website in a video showing you exactly what the Queen's Wave looks like. But here are the words. Arm, arm, wrist, wrist, touch your pearls, blow a kiss. What will you be queen of today? Will you join me in being the queen of the mirror? Today is the day to claim your beauty and power. If you need help discovering the top five things that you are most passionate about, then I can help. And I do this by walking you through the passion test. And this test is given in three sessions. It's totaling about 3 hours. It's regularly $300. And I'm now offering a summer special through the end of August for only $150. So please contact me for more details. If you would like to purchase your own copy of the book, Queen of Your Own Life, please go to the products tab on this same website, sosaiththequeen.com. And finally, be the queen. Every moment is a gift. Be grateful for your gifts and share them with others. So saith the queen.